And good early morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard to Fox Sports On the Road here on Fox Sports New Jersey. It's going to be a very snowy day in New Jersey, but that's not the big story here, folks. Michael Cohen here with you. Big story is what happened on Friday night as Rutgers welcomed in Iowa, welcomed in their superstar guard, Caitlin Clark, and they put on a show, did Iowa, as they won, going away 103-69. And really, with that team and with her, it's like a cultural phenomenon. It really is. Because, and you'll hear it in some of the press clippings that I'm going to play from the post-game press conference in just a few moments, but it seems that everywhere this Iowa team goes, people follow. It was a sold-out crowd at Jersey Mike's Arena last night, and Rutgers women's basketball hasn't had a sellout in many years. Obviously, the men have been selling out almost on a routine basis lately because they've been very, very good of late, and they've been winning a lot of games. But for the women who have been trying to rebuild a program, not as many sellouts in a while. But last night was a different story because a lot of people wanted to come out and see Caitlin Clark. She's only been to this area before last night just one other time. And then that one other time, she scored 32 points. Last night, well, it was kind of a modest night, 29 points. And she had a triple-double with 10 assists and 10 rebounds. She had a great game, even if it didn't feel like she was dominating the game, because she was more of a facilitator on the floor than anything else, because she just opened up lanes and created movement of the ball to all of her other teammates. And as a result, they had five players, did Iowa, in double figures. Five. Kate Martin had 17 points. Hannah Studel had 10 points. Gabby Marshall, 12 points. Sydney Offalter had 10 points. Five players in double figures in addition to Caitlin Clark. As, again, they're a veteran team. They know how to win. They were, of course, in the championship game just last year, losing to LSU. They're trying to get back there. They're now 15-1. They were impressive to watch. But there were so many Iowa fans there last night. And it kind of reminds me of, you know, kind of like the Dallas Cowboy fans, or even when the Patriots were good, you know, with Tom Brady and Belichick and all those guys, where you had, you know, all of a sudden Patriot fans start showing up all over the place. That's what it's kind of like. Iowa fans, there were a lot of Iowa fans. In fact, they had, of all the cheers, got the loudest ovations. It was really something else last night. So the first question I'm going to play for you, I'm going to go to Rutgers first. And it was a tough day for Rutgers because, again, only scoring the 69 points. They had a chance early in this game. They were only down 25-19 in the first quarter. They were going back and forth with Iowa. They kept Clark down to only 9 points in that first quarter. She had a very quiet first quarter. They did a good job defensively, but they got into some foul trouble, did Rutgers, and things just came apart in the second quarter, giving up 30 points, outscored 30-11, and it was just kind of downhill from there. And I had a chance to ask the head coach of Rutgers, Cokeys Washington, about going up against a team like this. Keep in mind, Rutgers is still a very young team. They're still building this team. Their top scorer is a sophomore. They're still trying to figure things out. What is this experience going to be like for them moving forward?
Coach, talk about the challenge going up against a player as good as Caitlin and also mm-hmm. a team as good as Iowa mm-hmm. and what you can take from that as far as building your program and saying, hey, look, maybe we're not there yet, but these are the positive steps we can see we can take to get closer to that level.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that makes Iowa such a dynamic team is the way that Caitlin's teammates play with her and around her. It's pretty special when you have teammates who understand how to allow generational talent and a credible player to be herself and to make you better and to play within the framework that makes everybody at their best. And her teammates do a great job of that. Coach Bluter does a fantastic job of getting everybody to embrace and buy into their roles, and I think that more than anything in terms of style of play or anything like that is it's a great lesson in teamwork, and it's a great lesson in how the together, everybody, you know, what team together, everybody can achieve more. Because individually, you know, those parts may not be able to sustain by themselves, but together, the way they play together, they are tough. They are really tough, and it's just, again, a really good testament on what teamwork and connection and playing and chemistry, playing together, how special that can be.
Later on, Quoquist just starts talking about competing against the Big Ten. Rutgers has got a very tough schedule. Right now they're 0-4 in the Big Ten. They got Ohio State, who right now is ranked 20th in the nation. They're coming up in the next few days. And she just spoke about that kind of experience and needing to build that experience of playing in the Big Ten. Let's take a listen.
And when I say the pace, the pace that Iowa makes you play at, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, it's going faster than maybe a freshman is ready for. And, you know, when you got pretty much our entire backcourt, you know, Lisa, Jill, and Maya, you know, they don't have a whole lot of experience, and it's their first time playing against an Iowa team at that pace. You're absolutely right. There was a whole lot of, what am I supposed to be doing now? So, but we'll get better from it. And, you know, the more you play these type of games, this is Big Ten basketball, right? And now we're getting ready to go play at Ohio State, and they're going to press the whole time, and that's going to be, you know, heads are going to explode from that. So it's just Big Ten basketball, and it's fun. It is fun, and it is exciting. And as a competitor, these are these are the games that you want to play. You know, you play top three team in the country, and then now we're going to Ohio State and playing another top 20 team, and I don't even know who we play after that, but probably another top 20 team. And you know, you just learn by being in the gauntlet of Big Ten basketball that you got to bring it every day. You got to have a short memory. In the game, you got to have a short memory. Game to game, you have to have a short memory, and be ready to compete. And that's what we're teaching our team to do.
All right, now I'm going to flip the script just a little bit here. We're going to take a listen in on some of the comments in the press conference for Iowa, which mostly featured head coach Lisa Bluder as well as Caitlin Clark. Now, one of the main questions that they were asked, and a lot of the questions were coming from a lot of their own reporters that had come with them, or people who have covered Iowa of late since they've become such a national story now, was the atmosphere and, again, the large crowd and the amount of fans that came out to watch them play. I mean, I saw kids, little girls in the stands holding up signs, placards with Caitlin Clark's name. There was a kid who on the sideline, on the court side, had a Caitlin Clark written all over her sweatshirt. Kids are really into her story, and she's really created a lot of fans for the sport. She's changed the sport in a sport where that needs a lot of attention and needs a lot of coverage. She is providing that, and she's creating a generation of people who are going to be following the sport, maybe even playing the sport for years to come. So let's take a listen in.
It's really cool, and obviously, like Coach said, you know, they're recognizing C. Vivian Stringer, too, who did a lot of really great things for not only Rutgers, not only the University of Iowa, but also just women's basketball in general. So it was special to be part of that, be able to take a picture with her. But, yeah, I mean, the crowd was incredible. I think they only opened the doors, like, 55 minutes before. So we were, like, looking around. We're like, where is everybody at? Because we opened up 2 hours before, so it was a little different. But I thought the crowd was great. A lot of little girls, probably the most I've seen in a long time. Obviously, at our place, we always have a lot. But we don't get to come out to the East Coast much, so this is a fun spot for us to come and play. And, yeah, just really special. The cheer I got when I ran off the court was pretty awesome. You know, those are some moments that you're just never going to forget. So cool for me for sure.
Yeah, when I wasn't having so many Iowa fans in the stands, and in particular those folks in the first row who you were meeting with at the end, would you mind letting us know?
Yeah, that was just my family. I don't know if they should be in the front row right behind our bench because they were pulling my hair at the end of the game, my two brothers. But, I mean, it's just cool. I feel like anytime we go on the road, there are a lot of Iowa fans. Depends where we're playing at, obviously. But it seems like we have fans all over the country. And I think that's the coolest thing about women's basketball is the way it's grown and the amount of people that have started to love Iowa women's basketball, the way we play, the way we're together as a team, the way we support one another. You know, we just play a fun style of basketball that people love to watch, and You know, it never really surprises me anymore how many Iowa fans there are, or little girls screaming in the stands. I think it's, you know, something that we're starting to get used to the sold out crowds, but it's not anything you ever take for granted. Those are the moments you soak in and enjoy, you know, every time you have them.
And think about your legacy as you compile, you know, all these numbers, or are you just so caught up in the season and the games?
Yeah, I don't really think about it too much. I think just not letting a single moment pass me by, just enjoy every single second. I think it would be silly of me to, you know, worry about all that stuff when I just go game to game, every single game in front of me, just approach it one day at a time, because, you know, every day is different. Every day brings a great challenge. Every day is a lot of fun for me, and I would never, you know, want to let one day just pass me by. So just enjoy every single moment. Not really worried about everything else right now.
As you travel around, do you notice that in the number of people who are drawn to your program because of the star power?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we saw it last year, too. I mean, you know, we're at Nebraska, we're at Maryland, and people have 22 signs up and waiting, you know, trying to get autographs at the end of the game. So I definitely see it. And I can't think of a better group to be role models than these women that are up here with me right now and the rest of our team. So I think we've given people great role models, and it's fun for them to cheer for us. But yeah, we had the New York City Metro Iowa Hawkeye Club, which I didn't even know there was such a thing, and we had them here tonight.
Could get used to this, and that would be awesome. I mean, do they know how great this is? I mean, do you ever have to remind them or not?
You know, I think we appreciate it. I don't think we're used to it, but I think we'd be disappointed if it wasn't there now, to be quite honest. You know, because, you know, we've built it, we enjoy it, we want it to keep coming. I mean, why would we not? So we're enjoying it. We know that it's going to be pretty hostile on the road many places, and that's why, because it was one of our emphasis is to take control of this game early and really not let the crowd get into it against us. So, you know, it's a great thing for women's sports, for women's basketball, and you see it all around the country. You just see sellouts happening in places that never happened before, and it's a great time to be a women's basketball player.
The New York City Metro Iowa Hawkeye Club. Yeah, I didn't know that existed either until last night as well. So, look, the phenomenon that is Iowa women's basketball continues to march along. Again, they were 15-1. They had an impressive showing against a good young Rutgers team, winning 103-69. A tough loss for Rutgers, nonetheless, as they're, as I mentioned before, in the gauntlet of their Big Ten schedule. We'll see how things can change here for Rutgers moving forward. Now, I would be remiss without mentioning this. Before the game, Rutgers honored their legendary Hall of Fame former head coach, C. Vivian Stringer, who last month received the 2024 Naismith Outstanding Contributors to Basketball Award. She got that in on December 7th, just a month ago. She had a recognition before the game, had an opportunity to take a photo with both teams around her. It was a really nice little ceremony they had before tip-off. And you heard Caitlin Clark mention that just a moment ago, in her opening remarks about the atmosphere for the ball game. So I thought, what better way to close things out than, well, getting the thoughts about that ceremony from C. Vivian Stringer's successor, and that is Coquise Washington. Let's take a quick listen.
Yeah, Coach Stringer is, you know, definitely, you know, a legend in our game. Her perseverance, you know, the breadth of her career and all that she has accomplished, from, you know, taking three different teams to the Final Four and being a trailblazer as a woman, but also being a trailblazer as a Black woman in this profession, you know, definitely is something that I appreciate and I look at often, because, you know, her name is and her picture is in our practice gym, so I see her every day. And so I get a chance to be inspired by her, and it was really, really special for me to be here tonight and coach tonight with Coach Stringer and Coach Grintz in the building. You know, they mean so much to this program, and both of them have been friends and mentors for me throughout my career, so it was a special moment for me to be able to coach in this environment on this day with both of them in the building cheering our program on and cheering me on. So it was a special day for me personally.
So that's going to do it for this segment, folks. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go around the world, around the league, if you will. We got a big weekend coming up here. I know your football fans are going kind of crazy right now. And also, men's basketball has a big game in Iowa today as well. We'll be back after this.